From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Emily Masters is reporting for the Times Union. State Department of Environmental Conservation officers rescued four hikers March 7th after the group got stranded on an icy trail at Catskills Falls. The hikers called the DEC and asked for help descending the falls in Hunter. The DEC said in a press release they did not have the proper traction devices for the icy conditions and were stuck in the middle of the falls. Rangers Chris DeCentillo, Jason Seely, David Nally, and Catherine Fox responded. They brought the three hikers, crampons, and micro spikes so they could safely walk out together. The fourth hiker was stuck in a separate area and had to be repelled to safety by one of the rangers, according to the DEC release. The rangers escorted all four hikers to the Lauren House parking lot. Read the full story in the Times Union. Pat Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The Ulster County Republicans finally have a candidate for county executive. Ulster County Conservative Party Chairman Jack Hayes has been chosen to run on the Republican line in the April special election. Hayes was nominated by members of the County GOP Executive Committee in a hastily called meeting March 11th. County Republican Chairman Roger Roscoe said after the vote, and I quote, "We decided we're going to give people a choice," end quote. Republicans previously failed to field a candidate at their party convention February 23rd and then canceled the second convention March 8th. Hayes, who also will be on the Conservative Party line, will run against Democrat Pat Ryan in the April 30th special election. Hayes was the town of Gardiner's supervisor in 2002 and 2003 and a county legislator in 2010 and 2011. He lost his 2011 re-election bid to Tracy Bartels, a non-enrolled voter who ran on the Democratic line and now is chairwoman of the county legislature. Hayes tried unsuccessfully to unseat Democrat Assembly member Kevin Cahill in 2016. The winner of the April election will serve until the end of the year. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting, beginning January 1st, 2020, the members of the Dutchess County Legislature will be limited to 6 2-year terms, and the county executive will be limited to 3 4-year terms. The county comptroller will also have a 3-term limit, beginning with the 4th-year term that starts January 1st, 2022. The legislature approved the local term limit law following a minimal debate March 11th. Republican Will Truitt said it is long overdue. Truitt said, and I quote, "We need to do all we can to combat corruption and stagnation in government, and I think by imposing term limits is a great way to do that. It's so important to bring new voices and just a diversity of people to the body," end quote. Democrat Christopher Munn, the assistant minority leader, also supported the measure, but with less enthusiasm. Munn said he believed the version approved will subject the county to legal action. While the term limit measure passed, the proposed code of ethics for county officers and employees did not. It was sent back to committee with the possibility of an April vote. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. WKBW-TV is reporting two Democratic state lawmakers from New York City are pushing to prohibit pet stores from selling dogs, cats, and rabbits from large commercial breeders. The bill would require pet retailers to obtain their animals from licensed rescue shelters or humane societies. The rescue organization would retain ownership of the animal if it is not adopted. The sponsors say the legislation would help find homes for rescue animals while discouraging breeding facilities linked to animal mistreatment. Similar legislation failed to get a vote last year, but supporters are more optimistic now that Democrats control both chambers of the state legislature. Read the full story at WKBW.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.